Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a lot of stupid things going on around the world, especially here in the United States. People doing stupid things and hurting people, innocent people for no reason. And it just seemed to me that it was time on this show to take a little bit of time and talk about that, to talk about what you should be doing, what you should be thinking about, and maybe some ways to protect yourself. And that's the reason why I've invited Chris Bird on the show. Chris is a former British Army officer. He's been a journalist for several decades, the author of a number of books that have on for example, the Concealed Handbook Manual, which I think is in its sixth edition, and a new book called Surviving a Mass Killer Rampage. And he's qualified to talk to us about this, and I thought it was time. Chris Bird, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, it's good to have you here. I appreciate you spending the time. Congratulations on your, I guess now your third book. So there's just a lot of stupid stuff going on right now. My son was in New York City last weekend getting engaged, and Sunday morning I texted him and I said, "Head on a swivel, son. Stupid people in your area." You know, and he said, "Yeah, I already heard. We're paying attention." I mean, that's a shame that we have to have that we have these kinds of conversations in America, isn't it? In a free society.
Oh, it certainly is, and you touched on something that I think is really important. It worries me every time I walk down the street and I see, particularly young people. They've got their head in their cell phone. They're either texting or talking or something. They are paying no attention to what's going on around them. And they might as well have a sign on their back saying, "Please rob me now. I'm not dangerous."
Well, I'll tell you, and I don't live my life in fear, Chris. I really don't. But when I'm walking around, especially in an urban area, or if I'm in a restaurant or something, I enjoy my meal. I enjoy the moment with the people I'm with, but I also pay attention to what's going on.
Well, yeah, and in a restaurant, one of the things that, this is not paranoia. This is reasonable precautions. But you should know where the exits are and be able to get out if something goes bad in there. There's a difference, I guess, between whether you're armed or unarmed. If you're armed, you may want to try and stop it, but be very careful. Things are not always as they seem.
Well, that's the thing I wanted to ask you about, and I do want to talk about, for example, a lot of people have concealed carry permits. I do. If you see me out in public, depending on where I am, you know, I may have a concealed carry. I may not. I don't have it with me all the time, but I often do. And you'll never know that I have it because it's concealed. But I've often thought, okay, if I found myself in a situation where I had the opportunity to take down a bad guy, what do I do to make sure that a split second later I don't look like the bad guy?
That's a really good point. If you are involved in a shooting incident and you win, the bad guy's down on the ground and you've got a gun, one of the most important things is when the police arrive that you not be holding that gun.
Right.
Put it back. Put it away in the holster. Conceal it. There was a.
How about just lay it on the ground and watch it? Just sit there and just maybe even hold your hands up and say, officer, over here, I'm armed, but you know, whatever, I don't know, just let them know. What do you think?
Right, there was a preacher that his story is told in the book, where he got the bad guy down, and he knew the police or the deputy sheriffs were going to arrive, and so he put the gun in an office drawer just close by him.
Right.
And when the deputies arrived, sure enough, he said, I thought every gun in the county was pointed at me.
Right.
And but also holding your hands up in the, you know, surrender position is a
right.
good idea. Another factor, if you're involved in something like a mass shooting, then get somebody responsible, preferably another adult that you know, to stand several yards away from you in the direction where the police are going to be coming from,
right.
with their hands up,
right.
and get them to tell the police what's happening.
Yeah.
We have a teacher, he's just shot a mass killer, and the
right.
killer is down. And then give a description of the
You recommend, so, and you definitely recommend that you should take action, especially if you're armed. There are two reasons why people get concealed carry. One is for personal protection. And the other is maybe to stop something stupid from happening, like you said, like a mass shooting. I mean, most people don't want to be heroes. They're not trying to be heroes. But you know what? I'm out with children and grandchildren. I'm planning on protecting them.
Right. Even if you're armed, I don't recommend that you involve yourself usually in third-party disputes.
No. I'm not talking about... But somebody who's obviously hurting someone.
That's possible.
A bad guy. I'm talking about a bad guy.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
If you've got people that you're protecting with you, probably the best thing is to get out of there.
Right.
Even the federal government is now talking about run, hide, fight, and fight is
right.
the last option.
But if you're the only one in the room with a weapon and he's killing other people, that's the question, I think.
Then you've got to answer that question.
We all have to answer that question ourselves, don't we? Chris, I need a website,
right.
please.
It's privateerpublications.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. So the new book is called Surviving a Mass Killer Rampage. Very interesting book, folks. When we come back, we're going to talk about the different reasons why people become armed. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.